Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. After months of negotiations and debate, Massachusetts lawmakers have reached a compromise on changes to the recreational marijuana law that voters passed in November. The revisions to the law focus on taxes that are to be imposed on marijuana, also how much control cities and towns have over whether pot shops can open in their communities. WBUR's Steve Brown is at the State House now. Steve, what is the bottom line on taxes on recreational marijuana? I understand the total tax is going to be higher than what voters approved last fall, but not as high as what the House had proposed.
That's right, Lisa. Just to refresh everyone's memory, the voters approved a 12% tax. The Senate said, yeah, that's fine. That was their original thing. Stick with the 12. House wanted 28%. What they wound up settling on, right smack in the middle, 20% taxes. The way that breaks down, there's 6.25% sales tax, which is what we pay on everything except for food and clothing, 10.75% marijuana excise tax, and then there's 3% local tax, and that's an option. A community that has a marijuana business can opt to, maybe if they want to try to compete against the town next door, undercut them and go with a 2% tax, but I don't know, seeing how communities are always looking for more money, I don't know how any of them would want to go anything lower than the 3%.
Another issue, Steve, what kind of say cities and towns will have over whether recreational marijuana stores can open within their borders? What did this committee members decide?
Well, again, they reached a out-and-out compromise on that, in that cities and towns that voted yes for question four last year, if your city or town voted yes, and your city and town then decided that they wanted to ban marijuana businesses, they would ultimately have to go back to the voters of that city or town to say, do you want to ban the marijuana business here in this town? Now, if that city or town voted no back in November, if they voted no to question four, we don't want marijuana, then at least for all of this year and all of next year, it would just be up to the Board of Selectmen or the city or town council to just go ahead and say, no, we're slamming the door on marijuana businesses in this community because the voters have already said no.
So a compromise on both of those issues. What are lawmakers saying about what they've done on Beacon Hill?
They're relieved, I think, that they finally reached an agreement. At one point, one of them said, I asked them, did you think that the wheels were going to come off this whole compromise during the process? They were supposed to get this done 2 weeks ago. And they said, yeah, we thought that maybe there'd be some problems. But now they're relieved. This was, I think, the only thing standing between them and their summer vacation. Legislators say this is the best possible result. Democratic State Rep Mark Cusack of Braintree, who is the chair of the Joint Committee on Marijuana Policy, says this has been an absolute sprint for 5 months.
And we've heard from every stakeholder in this along the way. But, you know, as you know, the legislature, 5 months is a very brief period up here, and it was a sprint. But we got it done, as we were confident all along we could. And this bill is absolutely in the best interest of the people of the Commonwealth.
Now, Governor Baker was asked about the compromise. He hasn't had a chance to really take a good look at it yet. But when asked about, hey, well, you know, 20% sales tax, are you okay with that? And he kind of indicated, yes, his main concern is that the tax covers the cost of administering and regulating marijuana.
What's the reaction to the changes from people, or proposed changes anyway, from the people who led the effort to legalize recreational marijuana in the first place?
They're happy with it so far. Jim Borgasani from the Yes on Four group says he's happy at least that the changes didn't go as far as what the House was originally proposing. And if there have to be changes, he can live with the ones in this compromise bill.
Look at what didn't change. Possession amounts didn't change. Home grow didn't change. The age is the same. You know, while we didn't want to see any bill move forward, we wanted to see if the voters will implement it. We've seen a compromise. We're hoping that compromise works. And we're, more than anything, we want to move forward with the process at this point.
Now, Borgazzani says that he hopes that the taxes will be low enough to keep marijuana sales from being driven to the black market, but still high enough to fund the implementation of the law. He's concerned about how much the state is budgeting to oversee recreational marijuana. He says the $2 million that's in the state budget that Governor Baker signed just today, as a matter of fact, would not be enough to pay for the planned seed-to-sale licensing and tracking software, which is supposed to ensure the safety of the product and also monitor the tax revenue, among other things.
Final question, Steve. Briefly, how close are we to having retail marijuana shops opening up in cities and towns around the state?
We're on track for the deadline, which was July 1st of 2018. They delayed that earlier this session, but it looks like all things are going full speed ahead for a July 1st, 2018 opening day.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks.
Thank you.